We're here on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. I would say about 15 lines up from the top, from the bottom. First one, the line is Amma, Ibailahu. And the Gemara is presenting a suffix as to how to understand the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel was quoted in the Vaisa as distinguishing between Li'acha Amita and Lifnei Amita. Means that he has a kli, which is designated for urine or for feces. It's a kli hamiyucha litzoa lemeraglayim, and he's not allowed to read Kriyat Shema in proximity to that kli. And that applies to both a kli of tzoa and a kli of meraglayim, and of course to tzoa and meraglayim themselves. And although the Tanakhama, in both cases, whether or not the mita is between him and the kli, that's called a mita mafsekes, which is called ach liacha mita or lifnei mita, where he and the and this kli are in close proximity without any hefsek. In both cases, then he does not read Kriyat Shema. He's not allowed to read Kriyat Shema. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that if it's liacha mita, then he's allowed to read Kriyat Shema because it's behind the mita, this kli, and the mita is mafsekes. He's allowed to read Kriyat Shema. And the implication is that he doesn't have to be marchik. If it's lifnei mita, then eino kore, aval marchik arba amos for kore. He's allowed to be marchik for amos, and then he could read Kriyat Shema. Rav Shimon Lelozar Omer, afilu bayis mea ama lo yikrat sheyotzeim o sheyanichem tachas amita. Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the machmir here, and he says that he cannot be reading Kriyat Shema in the same room, in the same bayis as the kli. It doesn't matter how far he's being marchik. Ibailahu hechi ka'amar. What exactly was Rav Shimon Gamliel intending to tell us when he said that liacha mita, he's allowed to be kore, but lifnei amita is eino kore, has to be marchik arba amos? Did he mean to say that achar amita kore miyad, he doesn't need any archoka whatsoever, which means that the mita is chotzetzes, and therefore the kli is in a different reshus? But if the kelim are in front of the mita, then he has to be marchik arba amos for kore. That's the way we learned Rav Shimon Gamliel. O Dilma, second possibility is hachi kore. This is what Rav Shimon Gamliel had in mind. Li'achar mita, if it's behind the mita, then marchik arba amos for kore. In other words, the mita itself is not a chatzitza. So even though the kli is behind the mita and he's in front of the mita, nevertheless, he still has to be marchik arba amos. Masha enkein, in a case of lifnei amita eino kori klal, and in that sense, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel sounds awfully similar to Reb Shimon Elazar, that within the same house, no matter how far he's marchik, he cannot read Kriyat Shema. So Rav Shimon Gamliel now, in a certain sense, is like the Tanakhama, that Amita Zeno Chotzetzes, but he argues against the Tanakhama in the sense that the Tanakhama says that if the Kelim, these special utensils, are Lifnei Amita, then you could be Marchik Arba Amos. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, in the case of Lifnei Amita, he's got to take him out of the house entirely, or he can place him underneath the Mita. Toshma, we learned it a brisa. Tisanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, according to Reb Shimon Elazar, Acha Mita Kor Miyad. If the kli is on the other side of the mita, then the mita is chotzetzes, he doesn't need any archaka. But lifnei amita, marchik arba amos. If he and the kli are both in the same proximity, lifnei amita, then it's meaningful if he's marchik arba amos. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, afilu bebayis mea amos. Even if the house is where the kelim are found is as large as mea amos, lo yikra ad sheyotzei moshe anichem tachas amita. Which means that Rav Shimon Gamliel expresses the view that
there's a fundamental difference between lifnei amita and liachar amita. And if it's lifnei amita, then there's no possibility of harchok. Harchok won't be meaningful. But if it's liachorei amita, then you can be marchik arba amos. So the Gemara asks, bayon ifshitanlan? Perhaps you might say that you have a final answer to the question that you asked, Aval, but masnisa kashen adadi. But you haven't yet reconciled the two brises. In the original brise that we started with, Rav Shimon Gamliel was the Tana who said that there's a difference between lifnei amita and liachar amita. It was only Rav Shimon Elazar who said that anywhere in the house and it's asur. In the second brise, it's the exact opposite. Rav Shimon Elazar is the one who differentiates between lifnei amita and liachar amita. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who says lo yikra ad sheyotzim min habayis. So the Gemara offers two approaches. One approach is Epoch Basraisa. We're going to have to change the Shitos in the second Braisa. And it's from Shimon Gamliel who distinguishes between Lifnei Amita and Liachar Amita. Rav Shimon Elazar is the one who says that he has to take him out of the house. There's no way he can be Marchik within the house. So the Gemara asks, my Chazis Tafchis HaBasraisa. Epoch Kamaisa. Why do you choose to switch around the shittos in the second brisa? Why not switch around the shittos in the first brisa? And it should read that Rav Shimon Elazar is the one who makes the difference between lifnei amita liachar amita. Rav Shimon Gamliel says anywhere in the house is lo yanicham, is yotzei min habayis, o sheyanicham tachas amita. So Gemara answers, man shamat li diyama kulei bayis ka'arba amas dami. Who is the one who says that anywhere in the house is considered like within Arba Amos? That's Rav Shimon Elazar. And therefore, it's logical to assume that Rav Shimon Elazar is the Tana who says that he shouldn't read in the house Kriyat Shema unless he takes them out of the bayis. O she'anichem tachas amita. And that reflects the bayis of Rishona. Because all the entire bayis is considered like Arba Amos, within Arba Amos. So it's not going to be a harchok of Dalet Amos when it's within the house. And when the Gemara says man shamet le diomer kule bayis karba amos domi, so Rashi says that eno yodea hecha matsonu. We really don't know exactly where the Gemara found the shita of Rav Shimon Elazar. Other Rishonim say Rabbi Nachnal, Rabbi Yonah, that what the Gemara has in mind is Rav Shimon Elazar and Erevin, who says Kol avir shahukaf ledira kigon adir vasar vagona vagina afilu bayis chameshes kurin mutal taltel besochan kevan shemeshus achas. In other words, hekev dira makes it all one continuous area, and it has the din of a bayis. So therefore, what kind of a bias is it equal to? It could be a bias of Arba Amos. But that's the size of the bias. Om Rav Yosef, boy, mine me Rav Huna. We asked the question to Rav Huna about Rav Shimon Elazar. Mita, pachos, mishlosha. First he gives you the clear, easy case. And that's a mita that is on the ground. It's not literally on the ground. Virtually, it's on the ground. It's within the three tefachim of the ground. And this mita, which is so low, has a graf shel rei, or an ovet shel meraglayim, that has been placed underneath the bed. Is pshitali, I have no doubt about this case. He's just leading up to his suffix, dichelavudami, which means that the mita is considered as if it's on the ground, and therefore the kelim that are underneath this mita are considered tmunim v'karka. It's if they're hidden in the ground, and in such a case, certainly he could read Kriyat Shema. But shlosha tefachim, what happens if the mita is three tefachim or more high? It's arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, teisha. Mao, what's the din in such a case? do we assume that the kelim that are underneath the mita are considered tmuna mekarka? Amalei, so Rav Yosef, Rav Huna responded to Rav Huna, lo yadana, I don't know the answer to your question. So Rav Yosef says, look, I want to tell you something. I don't have any question about asara. If the mita is 10 tefachim high from the karka, vade lo mi boile, I never had a suffix about that. It was poshut to me that any keli that's placed and located underneath this mita, it's not considered ketamun the karka, because there's such a hefse gadol between the mita and the kelim. Right? The kelim are on top of the mita. The mita is 10 tefachim high. So you cannot consider the mita to be mechases hakelim. So since the hefsek between the mita and the kelim is 10 tefachim, you can't say that the mita is covering the kelim. Amar Abaye, shapir of das delo yiboylach. You were correct in the fact that you didn't have any suffolk about this thing, because kol asara Rishusach Rita he. In other words, if the mita is already 10 tefachim high off the karka, then anything above the mita, which is above 10 tefachim, is considered like Rishus Bifnei Atzma. It's in its own Rishus. And therefore, what's ever below the mita in 10 tefachim is in another Rishus. So there's no way that the airspace below the mita could be considered a kisui, or for that matter, the mita itself could be a kisui for the kelim, because the mita and all below it are in one rishus, and anything above the mita, which is, let's say, resting on the mita, is in a different rishus. So you can't call it a kisui. Amar Rava, Hilchasa. The final halacha is that if the mita is less than 3 tefachim from the karka, and then we apply the principle kelav dami, and anything below the mita is considered tamud bekarka, and therefore he's allowed to read kriyat shema. But if the mita is above the karka sar tefachim, that's a rishus achrita, and therefore he cannot consider it as if the mita is covering the kli amyuchel itzoa. What about the distance between 3 and 10? If the mita is above 3 tefachim but lower than asar tefachim, hainu deboyimine. That's exactly the question that Rav Yosef asked Rav Huna below Pashutle, and we didn't come to any definite conclusion. Now it's not exactly clear what Rava is adding here to Rav Yosef. I mean, this is exactly what we saw in Rav Yosef. But be that as it may, Omar Rav says that halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that the entire bias is considered ke'arba amos. So if he has in his bias any kelim that are designated for tzoa meriglayim, he shouldn't read kriyat shema until he removes them from the bias, so puts them underneath the mita. And again, underneath the mita would be if the mita is less than 3 tefachim high. V'chein Omer Bali, a chacham by the name of Bali, said Omer Rav Yaakov, brother of Shmuel, this was the grandson of Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar, v'Rava Omer ein halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So again, if the kli is underneath the mita, then even Rava agrees, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you're allowed to read kriyat shema, because Rava earlier said Hilchasa Pachas Mishlosh Kelav Adami. So that much we know. Now the Gemara suggests the following. What's the story with Tashmish Amita in a room that has a Sefer Torah in it? So the Gemara says the following. Rav Achai Asikle Lebrei, Rav Achai set up a chuppah for set up a shidduch for his son, a woman to marry his son, and she was from the bayis of Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Marta, so that would be his mechutin, Rabbi Yitzchak. And Eile Lechuppah, when it was time to bring the couple into the chuppah, lo havi mistaya milsa, which means that he wasn't able to culminate the marriage with an intimacy. And when the father of Achai heard about this, Azal Basre Liyuna, he tried to figure out what was going wrong. Maybe there was a problem here. Is Chaza, he saw Sefer Torah de Mancha, he saw that there's a Sefer Torah that was placed in the room, in that very same room where they would have a relationship. Amalahu, so he turned to those who had prepared the room. He says, Iku hashta lo asoi, had it not been that I came now, Isakantun libri, you would have endangered the life of my son. Tisanya, and he's going to, from a Bryce, he's going to prove that a person who has an intimate relationship in a room with a Sefer Torah is jeopardizing his life. Ba'ishiyeshpo Sefer Torah. Ot filin, now this is an addition that we didn't have before. And perhaps the same halacha would apply in the case of a mezuzah. We would need in a mezuzah what's called a kli b'toch kli. And now we have a problem that also l'shamish bo amita ad shiotziem o shianichem kli b'toch kli. He's either have to remove the sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah, or he has to place them kli b'toch kli. So if he places two kelim in order for it to be considered kli b'toch kli, let's say in the case of mezuzah, he wraps up the mezuzah in some sort of wrapping and then he puts it into a tick, that would be kli b'toch kli. And perhaps the same should apply to chumashim or sidurim, and some poskim say that that applies whether or not it's handwritten or it's printed. It has a certain kedusha. It has to be placed kli b'toch kli in order to allow tashma mita in the same room. And the question is whether the kricha is considered a kisui or is that part of the sefer. And the Taz says that we should not be mekil with regard to kedushas hasfarim, even though they're printed. And defus, a printed sefer, is considered like siva. And I'm not sure about a photocopy. And I'm not sure about a single page of a photocopy. However, Rav Bachrach, that's the Chavis Yorah, lived four centuries ago and more. He wants to be mekil, if necessary. And he doesn't have a way of putting on a kisui, a second kisui. So with regard to Svarim HaMudpasim, perhaps we could be mekil. The best thing would be to put a curtain that covers the Svarim. But that would only be one kli. Now, some say that the Sefer Torah is not included in this heter of kli b'toch kli, but rather you have to put the Sefer into a closet, so to speak, a mechitza of asar tfachin. Omar Abaye, right, so we said that you need kli b'toch kli. Omar Abaye lo shanu, this heter of kli b'toch kli only applies ela b'kli she'eino kilyan. It means that you have a temporary covering. Aval b'kli shu kilyan, if this is permanently dedicated, then afilu asar moni, even if he has 10 kilim, kechad monodomi, it's all considered like one kli. A kli that's miyuchad l'kach is sort of like batel to the Sefer Torah itself. Amar Rava, glima, which is a beged, here we're going to turn to Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, akamatra, which is placed into a closet. It's called an agaz, and it's on top, ki kli b'toch kli dami. In other words, if you have this cloth or this beged, which is placed on top of a box or a drawer or a closet where you have svarim, then that
akmatra, that beged is considered an extra kli. So you have it, number one, inside the closet. Number two, you have this covering over the closet. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah tzarech la'asos mechitza asara. If he wants to have an intimacy with his wife, he has to guarantee that the Sefer Torah is in a separate reshus. It's already locked up in a closet that has 10 tefachim in height. And if he doesn't do so, then he's not allowed to be mishamish his mita. Mar Zutra ikla lebei Rav Ashi. So Mar Zutra was at one particular point in the house of Rav Ashi in Chazi Leduchte. He saw that the place, the Mar Bar Rav Ashi, the Manif Bei Sefer Torah, that he noticed that the Sefer Torah was placed in the room, and that was a room where he had a mita, and so he had to guarantee of it lay mechitza sara, that he would certainly make a mechitza to separate the rest of the room from the Sefer Torah, which is behind the mechitza. It's got to be 10 tefachim high. Amole, so Mazutra said to Rav Ashi, Kiman, whose opinion are you following? Are you implementing? To Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said that if there's a Sefer Torah, he has to make a mechitza. Amar d'yomar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say you have to make a mechitza between him and the Sefer Torah? That's the lesle besa achrina. In a case where it's really urgent, he has no other room to go to flee to, or to put his Sefer Torah in. However, Mar ha isle beis achrina. So Mar Zutra says to Rav Ashi, you have another room, and in that case, even a mechitza asara tefachim is not a matir for tashmish amita in the room. You're required to put the Sefer Torah in a different room. Amalei, so Rav Ashi responded, lava datai. Thank you for calling this to my attention. I had not paid attention to this. It's like he said, I'm a shogeg. Now we go back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis establishes Kama Yarchik Mihem, if he has Mei Raglayim or Minatsoa, how far does he have to go to distance himself so he can read Kriyat Shema? Arba Amos. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Schora, Omar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu. When do we apply this leniency of 4 amos is sufficient for our Chokka Ella? That's only if the Mei Raglayim or the Tzoa is Lachorav, is behind him. Avalafanov, if he can see the Tzoa, the Mei Raglayim, because it's in front of him, and even if it's beyond Dalet Amos, he might be able to see it, because Dalet Amos is not that long of a distance, is then Marchik Malei Einov. Malo Einov means he has to make sure that he cannot see it. He has to distance himself to the point after which he cannot see the Tzoa. And even if he's reading Kriyat Shema at night, or a blind person who cannot see, nevertheless he has to be Marchik Malo Einov, as if he saw. Rabbeinu Yonah points out that the Summa has to be Meshayer, what is Moli Einov Shal Adam Beinoni? He has to assume, otherwise it's subjective, what Moli Einov means, that you can't see it, but in the case of a Summa, it has to be that the average person can't see it. As far as Lila is concerned, when no one could see it, then you have to be Meshayer, what would a normal person see during the day? And he has to be Marchik from that point. As far as Minat Stodim is concerned, so the Rambam holds Dino Ka'achorov, Kilachorov, that the same din of Kilachorov, which means that you have to be Marchik Arba Amos, but not more than Arba Amos, applies Minat Stodim. Other Rishonim say that you have to be Marchik Kimoli Einov, even in the case of Litzdodov. Now, let's ask the following question. The Gemara adds the following words, V'chein litfila, that in the case of Tzoa Mei Raglayim, if it's Lefonov, you have to be Marchik Malei Einov, even for Tfila. Why did the Gemara have to add V'chein litfila? if he has to be marchik Dalet Amos for Kriyat Shema, how much more so does he have to be marchik Dalet Amos for Tefillah? Because we're always more machmer in Tefillah, insofar as the Makom Tefillah is a Makom Ashchina, whereas Kriyat Shema is not Lifnei Hashem, it's not Lifnei Ashchina. So this is a difficult question here as to why the statement of Rava had to include Vechein Litfilah. And maybe the statement is coming to be Mekil, that in Tefillah don't think you need more than Dalet Amos, but even Dalet Amos for Tefillah is sufficient of Archaka, and you don't need to be Marchik Melo Einov. And Rabbeinu Yonah rejects this possibility that Af LeTefillah means Lekula, that with regard to Tefillah it's enough to have Arba Amos when it's lefanov, and you don't need kimoli enov, but he rejects that. So we're left with a question here as to why the statement of Rav Schora had to include tefillah. The Gemara now asks a question on Rav Chisda. Eini, is this the case, that if it's tzol lefanov, he has to be marchi kimoli enov, in order to be mispalel va'omer Afram bar Papa Rav Chisda, omed adam keneged beis hakisim mispalel? If a person is standing with, you know, outside of the radius of four amos in front of beis hakisim, he's allowed to be mispalel, and that's considered like omed keneged tsoa, because the beis hakisim has tsoa in it. So it's clear that he doesn't have to be marchik from tsoa. Lefanov, kimoli enov. It's enough that he has arba amos, and that's what it says over here in Rav Chisda, is berichuk da arba amos is mispalel. And we now have a stira, because we said in the name of Rava, Rav Schora, Rav Huna, that you need kimoli enov, and now we're saying that all you need is arba amos. When Rav Chisda says that all you need is Arba Amos, that's Beis Hakisei She'ein Bo Tsoa. In other words, if he stands four Amos away at a distance from the Beis Hakisei, it doesn't have to be Marchik Molienov, because he's not going to see any Tsoa. There's no Tsoa in the Beis Hakisei. But Keneged Tsoa, he has to be Marchik Kimolienov. The Gemara rejects this answer. Eini, is that so? Is it really true that a Beis Hakisei that hasn't been used, meaning it has been used in the past, but right now there's no tsoa in it, that has a separate din? Is va'omer Rav Yosef bar Chanina Beis Hakisei sha'omru, when we say you're not allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah in Beis Hakisei, afal pi she'ein bo tsoa, even if they cleared out all the tsoa? Beis Hamerchitz Sha'omru, that you're not allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah in a Beis Hamerchitz, afal pi she'ein bo adam, there's nobody naked there. So we see clearly that a Beis Hakisei, even after it was cleared out, has a din of a Beis Hakisei l'chol davar. And therefore, your answer that you gave, that even according to Rav Chisda, you have to be marchik from a Beis Hakisei, milafonav, kimolei enav. So let's just quickly review the question, the answer, and the rejection of the answer. The question was that Rav Huna required, in a case of Tzoa, Lefanov, Fetfila, Archaka, Mole, Enov, whereas Rav Chisda says that in the case of Beis Hakisei, which has the same status as Tzoa, a person is allowed to mispalel Keneged Beis Hakisei, Berichuk, Arba Amos. You don't need Kimole, Enov. The Gemara tries to answer, reconcile this theory by saying that there's a difference between Beis Hakisei v'ein bo tzoa, that means pinuhu, they took out the tzoa, and in that case all you need is a richuk of arba amos, as opposed to a Beis Hakisei that has tzoa, or if he actually sees tzoa, there you need harchaka k'malei enov. And now the Gemara is going to reject that teretz. Why? Because we have a statement of Rav Yosef bar Chanina, that when we speak about Beis Hakisei and all the dinim that apply, the surim of Hira and so forth, the Hira B'divrei Torah, is afal pi shepinuhu v'ein bo tzoa, even if they cleared out this, so it's just the Beis Hakisei itself has a makom miyuchad l'tzoa, has a din of a tzoa,
And Beis HaMerchatz, it's designated for nakedness, and therefore it has a din of a Beis HaMerchatz, even if there's no one in there, and you're not allowed to be Behar Divrei Torah, Bishayim Bo Adon. So if that be the case, even a Beis HaKiseh Shepino, and they took out all the Tzoh, it still has a din of a Beis HaKiseh L'chol Dover. So therefore you can't give the answer that Rav Chisda, when he says that that Dalet Amos is enough, it's because of Pino, whereas if there was no... I'm sorry, when he says Kamala, that in a case of low Pino, that Rav Chisda would agree that you have to be Marchik completely Kamala Eino, because if that be the case, the same din would apply even in the case of Pino, because a Beis HaKiseh is a Beis HaKiseh, and has the same din as a Beis HaKiseh, whether it's Pino or low Pino. And we're now stuck. The Gemara offers another suggestion that when Rav Chisda says all you need is Dalet Amos, that's Bechadete, that's a Beis HaKiseh that was designated for a Beis HaKiseh, but it was never used as a Beis HaKiseh, and therefore you don't have to be Marchik Kemolei Einov, and all you need is Arba Amos, that's sufficient. But in the case of Beis HaKiseh Yoshan, that already has been used for a Beis, as a Beis HaKiseh, you have to be Marchik Kemolei Einov, and that would apply even if he removed the Tzoah. And he would always have to, like Rav Huna said, be Marke Kemolei Einov. So the Gemara immediately asks, Vami Boile Le Ravina. Ravina had a suffix about this. His Mino Le Beis HaKiseh Mahu. Do we say that when he designates a place as a Beis HaKiseh and he hasn't yet used it, it has a din of Beis HaKiseh Mahu Yesh Zimun? Do we assume Hasmana Milsahi, and therefore when he designates it, it has already a Chal Shem Beis HaKiseh, even though it wasn't used, or Ein Zimun? Or Zimun per se, when he designates it, that's not enough to generate a Chal Shem Beis HaKiseh? You need also Shimush. And Ravina did not come to any definite conclusion. Lo Nispashet HaSofik L'Ravina. So we see that even a new Beis HaKiseh, even though it wasn't used, there is a tzad to say that it has the din of a Beis HaKiseh L'chol Dover. So how can you tell me that there's a difference between a Beis HaKiseh Yoshan and a Beis HaKiseh Chadash? There is a tzad to say that even a Beis HaKiseh Chadash, insofar as it was designated for a Beis HaKiseh, even though it wasn't used as such, it would have all the din of a Beis HaKiseh. And Rav Chisda, if he accepted this possibility that Zimun is enough to generate a Chal Shem Beis HaKiseh, then even though it was never even used, it would still require a Archak Kemali Einov. So the Gemara answers, Ki Kami Boile L'Ravina, the suffix of Ravina was L'Mekim Alei L'Tzluye Begaveh, which means he wants to stand inside this place and he wants to daven. But kinegdo lo, he never had a suffix if he's outside the Beis HaKiseh, which has never been used. He's allowed to be mispalel outside the Beis HaKiseh if it's chadash, if it's brand new and has never been used, even though there was hazmana. So the whole suffix of Ravina was only if he wants to pray inside the Beis HaKiseh. And that means, does the Beis HaKiseh generate an isur of its mufka from a makom tefillah? It's also to set it up as makom tefillah, even if he hasn't used the one simply because of the hazmana. However, if he's davening outside the Beis HaKiseh, then since the Beis HaKiseh chadash and it's never been used, all it has is hazmana, then even Ravina would agree that it doesn't have the status of Beis HaKiseh yoshan. It's not that he's being mispal kineged atzoah. He doesn't have a requirement to be marchik moleinov. And that's the case, that's the scenario in which Rav Chisda says that all he has to be marchik from this new Beis HaKiseh is for Amos. Amar Rava, Hani Bate Kisei, Kisei de Parsoi. We're talking about the Beis HaKiseh of the Parsium, which is Bechafira, they dig it. And they put they make the feces go down into a chafira, like a drainage system. Is then pia chafira rochok arba amos me'aguma. In such a case, where the opening of this Beis HaKiseh, where he dug
a hole in the ground, is 4 amos away from the Guma, and it's Asuyim Bimadron. There's an incline, such that the Tzoa rolls and falls into the Guma. So you have the Pia Chafira, and when the Tzoa goes into the Pia Chafira, it rolls into the Guma, and Meiraglaim the same, that it rolls into the Guma through the Pi HaChafira, is Afal Pi, Afal Gavdi Ispuhu Tzoa, is Kistumin Dami. The Chafir itself makes it into what we call a Stuma, Kistumin Dami. Stuma means as if there's no Beis HaKisei at all. It's completely closed up, so to speak, meaning there's no Tzoa there, because the Tzoa always goes into this Chafira, to the Piyah Chafira, and rolls down into the Guma. And therefore you could read Kriyat Shema again. Again, we're always talking about a case where there's no Reach Ra, but you could read Kriyat Shema Keneged this Parsi Beis HaKisei. And I would suggest that if we would check out the poskim, we would see in the poskim that some would say that our Beis HaKisei today, where you flush a toilet, has the same status as Beis HaKisei de Parsoi. And it might not have a din of a Beis HaKisei at all. As we said here, we consider it as if Ein Shem Beis HaKisei Klal Mutar Likros Kriyat Shema Kenegdo. And that's the question about our bathrooms. Now let's just add that the Rush and Tosus seem to have a slight difference of opinion. The Tosus, Divrei Maaseh Reach, which is back on Chof Aleph, seems to assume that you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema even if there's a Reach Ra, because of the din of Reach Ra She'ein Lo Ikar. But the Rush rejects that and says that if there's a Reach Ra, forget it. There's no way, no how that you can recite your prayers. And again, as I said, our Bate Kisos are such that we clean them out of the Tzoa on a regular basis, and therefore the status of our Beis HaKisei today would be that of a Beis HaKisei de Parsoi. And if you're interested in researching this, there are two tshuvas that I can send you to. One is the Minchas Yitzchak, and that would be in Chelek Aleph Siman Samach. The other is in the Chelkes Yaakov, and that would be in Orachaim Siman Beis. The Chazon Ish has a suffik about the status of our bathrooms today, and he wants to be Machmi Suffik. You can find the Chazon Ish in Orachaim Siman Yud Zayin Sif Katan Dal. This leads us up to the new Mishnah, and we're back to Tfilas Balkeri for Esek HaTorah, and especially when there's an overlap with another Tumah besides Keri, and that's the Mishnah that we'll pick up in Shem tomorrow.